Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Maz, everybody knows China cracked down on Google recently, forbidding people from using it in that country. But until the cables released by WikiLeaks, no one knew why. What was the trigger for China's crackdown on Google?
A government official read some insulting stuff when he Googled his own name.
That's exactly right. He Googled himself. According to the leaked cable, the country's senior propaganda official, Li Changchun, was appalled at what came up when he Googled himself. And he did what many of us would do if we could. He effectively shut down access to Google among everybody he knew. You got to feel for the guy. It's hard dating in the age of Google if you're China's senior propaganda official. You have a nice first date. You come home. You Google her. It's like, oh, she likes jogging. She does 10Ks. Whoa. She Googles you and finds represses the masses and imprisons dissidents. She's not calling you back, you know?
Well, you can learn a lot about yourself by Googling yourself.
You really can.
And you're like, oh, I'm a jerk.
Oh. Maz, this week, Newt Gingrich commemorated the 69th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor by reminding his Twitter followers the occasion was a good time to do what?
Raise the flag?
No. I'll give you a hint. He reminded them all that orders over $25 get free shipping.
Buy his book?
Exactly right. Ooh. Gingrich tweeted, quote, "The 69th anniversary of the Japanese attack is a good time to remind folks of our novels Pearl Harbor and Days of Infamy," unquote. The tweet was immediately taken down after other Twitter users accused it of being tacky and in bad taste, to which Gingrich replied, "If you want to see tacky and bad taste, just check out my novels Pearl Harbor and Days of Infamy."
There's no such thing as a bad day to sell a book.
That's true.
That's right, baby.
Little sympathy for the Newtster.